The Post Office is the UK's most complained about landline provider, according to recent figures from Ofcom. It looks like its broadband offer isn't that great either. Online forums are full of complaints.
The Post Office is definitely the one to choose if you want frequent interruptions, usually on a Friday evening and on bank holidays. It is now over 78 hours later and the internet is still not back on.
You will literally be wasting your energy every day between 5pm and midnight trying to turn your router on and off until you can get at least 10 seconds of your video buffered. Even free Wi-Fi on the trams in Manchester is better than this.
It's never the Post Office's fault, is it? My service was up and down like a yo-yo. They blamed the phone connection, my router, my wireless software, the position of my computer, the thickness of my walls. You name it.
Sounds familiar to you and yours, listener Glenn Mason-Wen, who contacted us. He signed up for the Post Office phone and broadband deal to begin mid-August. When that didn't happen, he rang the Post Office to be told it had been cancelled. And that was because he needed to ring his current provider, Fleur Telecom, to stop his service.
They said, you've got to phone Fleur and tell him to put a cease on the line. So I'd put the phone down, phoned up Fleur, asked him to put a cease on the line, phoned back up the Post Office, got a different agent. I said, I've done what was requested, I've put a cease on the line, can you now connect my broadband? She said, the only thing we can do is a line takeover and you have to take the cease off. I said, the previous agent just told me to put one on. So contacted Fleur and this time took the cease off, phoned back the Post Office, can you connect me? No, there isn't a cease on your line, you've got to put a cease on the line.
You must have been thinking you were in a French farce by then.
So I said, hang on a minute, can you hold while I speak to Fleur? So I phoned up Fleur on my mobile, said, can you relay me exactly what I've got to tell Fleur? So anyway, after 20 odd minutes of them relaying calls, I said, right then, there is a cease on the line. Can you do it now? And they said, no, we got to wait until we know when the cease takes effect.
And they didn't make any of this clear when you were first applying.
Before I pressed the submit, I telephoned the Post Office and clarified there would be no break. And I was told it's totally seamless. You haven't really got to do anything. You just click on the screen and everything goes like clockwork.
You're still waiting. Now, we've been in touch with the Post Office and they tell us that the release process, the swap over of this broadband, should have been completed yesterday, but it will go live in 10 days. What do you think of that?
It's not what they advertise on the tin. The amount of different reasons why they'd cancelled it and how I had to get it going were endless.
Glenn Mason-Wen. Fevzi Turklap is a technology expert. What's gone wrong here? Has the Post Office overextended itself?
It seems like they haven't handled this very well. So usually when you go from one broadband provider to another, unless you're switching to or from Virgin, which is on a different network, it's not normally necessary to do what's called a cease and reprovide, which is what Glenn has been variously advised and unadvised about. Normally what should happen is you don't cease the line, you don't need to reprovide it. And in this case, the new company, in this case Post Office Broadband, should be arranging and managing the whole process for the customer. The customer shouldn't be put in the position of playing ping pong between the two parties. It's the responsibility of the receiving provider, the new provider, to make that switch, rather like with bank accounts. You know, you go to a new bank and they take care of it for you. So that shouldn't have happened. And normally it's not, when you do a switch of this sort, it's not normally the case that you should be without service for 10 days. It should normally be either no break in service or a few hours, not 10 days.
Broadband providers can get a bad press. Is the Post Office any worse than the others?
It's hard to tell. Ofcom keep a quarterly survey of customer satisfaction for fixed line broadband providers, but because Post Office Broadband is not one of the largest providers, it doesn't actually feature in their survey. It is worth noting, however, that Ofcom have a voluntary code of practice for broadband speed, so what the customer can expect from their service when they finally get it. It's notable that Post Office Broadband haven't signed up to that voluntary code of practice.
Fevzi Turklap, thank you. If you use Post Office Broadband, we'd like to hear from you.